This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. When Douglas County School Board leaders met with their superintendent last week, they gave him an ultimatum: resign or be fired. Well, last night, after a heated debate, the conservative majority board made good on their promise to remove Corey Weiss, much to the dismay of the board's minority, who expressed outrage over the move. Earlier in the week, schools closed because about 1,000 teachers called in sick to protest the board's recent moves. Conservatives took over the board majority in November. The pandemic significantly increased the rate at which Colorado patients died in a hospital. That's according to a new report from the Colorado Hospital Association. There was a 35% increase in the mortality rate of patients who died between March 2020 and June 2021. The report also finds clear signs of delays in care for non-COVID patients. And this week, Colorado lawmakers marked the start of Black History Month with Barney Ford Day. He escaped from slavery to become a member of the territorial legislature. Representative Leslie Herod of Denver.
Because he was such a powerful and prominent Black businessman, he was able to keep the state of Colorado from becoming a state until they made promises to allow African Americans to vote.
Ford is commemorated in a stained glass window at the Capitol. His home in Breckenridge is now a museum. It's currently 28 degrees in Denver, highs in the 40s today. This is CPR.